Every year, Monday of Holy Week, we have this very beautiful reading from St. John chapter 12. It's one of my favorite readings. It's the reading of the anointing of Christ 6 days before his death. It says 6 days before Passover, Jesus went to Bethany. See, the Lord knew that his death was approaching, and he wanted to spend this time with his closest friends, Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, the two sisters and the brother that were so close to him. Whenever the Lord came to Jerusalem, he would not stay in Jerusalem itself. He would always stay in Bethany, 2 miles from Jerusalem, and he would stay with his close friends, this family, the two sisters and the brother. The Lord had already raised Lazarus from the dead, you know, a year or so before, and now he goes to have dinner with them. And again, the Lord, knowing his death was approaching, wanted to have the support and the comfort of his good friends. And it says that, as typical, Martha was serving. She was the one who was known for hospitality. Mary, of course, the one always sitting at his feet. And it says on this occasion, Mary had a container of costly perfumed oil. St. John describes it as genuine aromatic nard. Now we know later on from Judas that this would be worth 300 pieces of silver. Isn't it interesting that he would sell Christ for 1/10 of this? He would sell him for 30 pieces of silver. This was worth 300 pieces of silver. That's how valuable this perfume was. This perfume comes from the mountains of India, and it was kept in little alabaster jars around the neck. And it was very expensive, very valuable. What did Mary do? She broke it and gave extravagantly and showered the Lord, pouring it not just drop by drop, as Bishop Sheen says that we would do, right? Because we want to show the value of our gifts. We would pour it out drop by drop. She didn't do it. She just poured it over the Lord's feet so that the entire house was filled with fragrance. And John is writing this perhaps as an old man, but he still remembers how the house was filled with the fragrance of this perfume. And then Mary dried the Lord's feet with her hair. Well, it was a beautiful act of love, an act of reverence and adoration for the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, the one who was about to go to his death within the week. Now somebody objects. There's always people that complain and object. And Judas objects. And he says, why was this not sold and the money given to the poor? It would have brought 300 days' wages. Well, John says that this was just a smokescreen. John, the author, spent 3 years with Judas. He knew that he didn't really care about the poor. Maybe he never gave anything to the poor. There's no evidence he ever did. But John tells us that he said this because he was a thief and he held the money back. He was the treasurer among the apostles. So Judas was the one who would, if people gave donations, Judas would collect it. And it says, he did not say this because he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and he held the money back and he used to steal the contributions. See, that gives us you an insight that Judas had a lot of wickedness, a lot of evil within him. He would even take the money that people gave for the poor, he would steal it for himself. So it gives you a little insight into the soul of Judas. And of course, later on, his avarice, his greed would even allow the Lord to be sold for the price of a slave, the 30 pieces of silver, compared to this 300 piece of silver, the value of the perfume. What does Jesus say? Leave her alone. Let this be in preparation for my burial. See, the Lord knew that when he would die on on Good Friday, when he would die on Friday, the Sabbath would begin at sunset. They would not have time for the proper anointings, for the proper burial procedures that the holy women would do. And so this would be his burial procedure. The Lord knew that. And as he says, the poor you will always have with you, but me you do not always have. So this was an act of love, and Jesus respected that. He cherished it as an act of love. He said, you can always be able to take care of the poor. The poor you will always have with you, but me you will not always have. So what a very touching passage we have in today's gospel. The act of kindness, the act of love for the Lord. So these things mean something to the Lord. Just like when we come into church, we genuflect as an act of love. See, the Lord appreciates that. He is God, but He's also truly man. When we visit Him in the Blessed Sacrament, He appreciates that. An act of kindness that we do for the Lord by making a visit, by spending time in prayer, by receiving the Lord well in Holy Communion, by making a good preparation and reception and thanksgiving of Holy Communion. The Lord appreciates those things just as He appreciated this act of love of Martha and her sister Mary.